Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, 6 past the hour, and Afternoon Delight is still coming up. We're having other suggestions for one-hit wonders. We're on it, National One-Hit Wonder Day, so we're using those for bumpers here today, brought to you in part by Oasis Petroleum. Remember the 24/7 hotline for you to tell us about anybody you see that has that Be the Buffalo spirit just like they have at Oasis Petroleum. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. The family attorney for Breonna Taylor is holding a press conference in Kentucky right now. And the latest thing is they want the grand jury transcript released so they can have transparency. And, of course, I don't believe they normally do that because it prejudices the juries when it finally goes to court. But, of course, you know how this game is played. Just allow me 30 seconds. Breonna Taylor is made in the image and likeness of God. So she deserves the respect of every other human being walking the face of the earth. And my faith tells me she is made in the image and likeness of God, and I think we need to remember that. However, we also need to remember that you make choices in life, and in her case, sadly, she was palling around with a drug dealer who was using her apartment. And then after he was discarded as a boyfriend and she's trying to separate herself from him, he still uses the place for his drug deals, and she has another boyfriend with a questionable past. So that generally is going to bring law enforcement to your door. And so what happened to her that day is sad because they didn't intend to kill her, but she was standing behind or shielding a drug dealer who had a gun. So her actions is the sole thing to point to in the responsibility. Her actions prior to that point. That's sad truth is what that is. Let's just try and remember that as you hear all of this hyperbole. It's driving me crazy that the basic facts of this are not repeated by the media. Just a bunch of people screaming into a microphone trying to make their mark. All right, next topic is, we're pleased to be joined by the Lieutenant Governor of our great state of North Dakota, Brent Stafford, talk a little bit about change of course by the North Dakota Department of Health yesterday on quarantine orders. Brent, thanks for the time. How are you?
Thanks, Scott, and doing well. We heard a lot of direct democracy yesterday, a lot of calls from constituents, from citizens. So, yes, had an interesting day yesterday, that's for sure.
Well, that's never a bad thing. And, sometimes, obviously, you don't want people calling mad, but sometimes it takes a decision that makes people mad that then they call and you realize, oh, right, we messed up here. So let's rethink this a little bit. What is the intention of the what were you trying to get? I realize you've rescinded it now, but what is needed in the view of the health department, yourself, the governor, and in the effort of the coronavirus task force here?
Well, obviously, in the face of the pandemic, there's been a lot of trying to stay ahead of it with the executive orders have been trying to clarify what's necessary during the pandemic, and the state health officer orders are no different. And there was an effort in March or April, I think it was early April, by then State Health Officer Mylan Tufte to assist the local public health and those that were involved in contact tracing with close contact quarantining discussions with individuals. And the CDC was recommending certain language, and it was to come out as a state health officer order. And there's already state law on quarantining during infectious disease outbreaks for state health officer to utilize. And this was a further clarification desired by the CDC at the time. And basically, a cut to the long and short of it was the language referred to household contacts of people that were confirmed positive, COVID positive, and with the new state health officer, Dr. Mariani, coming in, the combination of the fact that the terminology had gone from household contacts to close contacts in the meantime, as obviously the CDC has been working through this, trying to create an administration on the fly, if you will, during 6 months of this pandemic as well, and close contacts is more the focus and what the language refers to now. So it was looking at updating the language so that it's more up to speed with CDC of close contacts being the what was referred to. And the intention is to help local public health when they're having conversations with those that are impacted, that are close contacts with positives, to quarantine during the desired period, which the CDC is still at 14 days, and that's where all the state health departments are, and there's debate about whether that's right or not. And so this was a more of a housekeeping, mainly a desired effect to help and assist local public health in their efforts on the close contact calls.
You're saying by clarifying the rules, that's where it helps local public health.
By clarifying the rules, and the household contact versus close contact was the change. So I was explaining that to folks that were not very happy with the feeling that at this point in the pandemic, it felt like there was something new coming down the pike with misdemeanors attached. And I explained this has been in effect. It's in effect already in Century Code, and then it was clarified in March and April during the early stages with Mylene Tufte, state health officer, based on CDC recommendation. This is a further clarification yesterday, but in the long run, Scott, the intent was not doing something that had misdemeanor type penalty attached. The attempt was to assist local public health. It turns out the best way to help local public health is to help them coordinate with local leadership. Just like you see in Fargo, just like you see in Bismarck, just like you see happening in Grand Forks. And so as the virus outbreak is moving west, we had conversations with Stark and Williams, and in Stark County, they've had a lot of leadership from their public health to date through the pandemic. In Williams, there was an intentional decision to have the mayor and county commission chair come out as leads in the communication versus the local public health, so that there's support from mayor, from county commission in Williams County to come out and announce a local coordinating council to discuss COVID response. And when you get together with hospital, with employers, with local government, city, county, school, talk to the superintendents, talk to the police, talk to the healthcare workers, you can coordinate on things that are available, levers that are available to each entity. And simple things like in Grand Forks, moving the bar closure time from 1 a.m. to 11 p.m., limiting the standing around space in bars to where it's more that you're just allowed to have seated areas in the bars, just seemed to really help them bend the curve in Grand Forks quickly. And so, you know, little issues like that to just have best practices. It's not to put in draconian measures. It's to talk about best practices, diligent, responsible things we can do to help bend this curve back down. We are at 6%. Positivity as a state. We'd like to be 5. At 5, you've got CDC, WHO, all the different initials. Our own internal guidelines are very good shape for below the 5%. That's where we'd like to be. Some of these counties in the West, Stark and Williams in particular, were over 10% lately. And so trying to keep from going to orange, because orange means business closure, so staying in the yellow cautionary. Let's meet as local officials, include local public health so they can be involved and have a legitimate seat at the table to help with their role in contact tracing. So we're pivoting to that. We feel that's going to be a lot more light touch of government, as the governor mentioned in the press release, versus it was really perceived to be heavy government yesterday with the clarification that was brought out, even though there are misdemeanors attached as the existing code was in state Century Code before. But that is not the intent. There have been no misdemeanors. There was not an intent to be prosecuting with misdemeanors. So if there's not an intent, our thinking became, you know, why have it there? Let's go another direction and push forward with these local coordinating councils.
But to be clear, the enhanced network, if you will, from household to close contacts, that remains?
No, it's been rescinded.
Okay,
health officer... The state health officer, I guess I should have led with that. I wonder if our press release didn't maybe needed to point that out more clearly, too. But the state health officer has rescinded both of the state health officer orders during the pandemic on this topic.
So, in other words, it's status quo as far as how they deal with contacts. And now the penalty, if you will, has been rescinded, but it was never used anyway.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. So that I think clears everything up. A little bit of confusion there. I think that people are paying that close attention and also maybe just getting a little weary of it all. It makes sense. The governor made the plea to say, hey, we're doing really well on a lot of the benchmarks against other states. So we just got to stay at it.
And, unemployment's 4.8%, 6% positive. But there's a lot of COVID fatigue out there. We need to stay together, be diligent. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sant, for a clarification on all of those points in the news yesterday. And I know he's excited about a new school in Watford City. I am too. We're going to talk with the superintendent next about how all of this is impacting them and a little about the school.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight.
Made my day right here. Right here. It's a pontoon song. For the Hannon family, you know?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Starland Vocal Band. Why do I remember that? Starland Vocal Band.
Soundtrack.
That's what they're singing
life
about is boating, right?
One song. It's boating. Yeah,
it's boating. Exactly. Yeah,
motor
exactly
boating.
Hey!
Exactly right. That's what we told the kids. It's all about the boating. Okay, hey, it's Friday. That means PetroServe USA has got some great lunch specials today. Chicken tenders or sloppy joes if you go to the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location. If you're cruising I-94, Valley City, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine, the specials there. Harwood, two sloppy joes and chips. Ooh, nothing better than a Friday lunch like two sloppy joes and chips. Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me? Oh, it's good stuff. Also, their weekly specials every Friday, the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread for $5.99 or the 4 for $4 deal. You're talking about a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, and two of those cookies that just are the best. You get them to the car, and you're like, I can't wait. I got to have them. Sugar cookie, M&M's my favorite. Peanut butter's really good. Chocolate chip. And they're all homemade. PetroServe USA. That's how they do it. It's the best. Valley Dairy locations, too. Part of the family up north. Great caramel rolls, chicken. The food is fabulous. PetroServe USA. All right. Have we got our guest on the phone? Busy show today. How about that? We're going to talk to Steve Holand, the superintendent of McKenzie County Public School District. Big day in Watford City and McKenzie County today because they are officially saying hello to a brand new school the kids been using for just a couple of weeks. Steve, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Very good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on another big day for you and the whole town, the whole team there at Watford City and McKenzie County Public Schools. That's fantastic.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It is another big day for us. Very exciting to have another building come into our facilities, and it's been exciting to see kids being served in that building so far this year. So a lot of confusing things happening with the pandemic and otherwise, but it's been very exciting to have this event.
So tell me about the school and what it does and how your enrollment is tracking and sort of what it will help and relieve a little bit of that pressure, because I know you've been a fast-growing school district and of course, bringing on new schools, just a lot going on. But tell us about the school and how it helps.
Absolutely. Well, it's a tremendous help. You know, it actually goes back almost probably 6-7 years when we were planning the high school project, because at that time we really did know we needed two buildings. And we decided to go with the high school first. It gave us more flexibility, and it didn't allow us to configure students as we wanted to. I mean, we were not able to really do with the high school what we wanted to do since we opened it as far as grade levels. But it gave us that transition piece. And then during the slowdown, which was during construction of the high school, this got kind of on the put on the table a little bit, slowed down, came back in 2018 when we saw a huge influx of students again. And then we broke ground on May 2nd, 2019, and we opened it up this month. It's definitely part of our long-term plan. We had portables last year at the elementary level. That's where most of our growth has occurred. And the biggest excitement is it really did allow us to reconfigure. Now we have two elementary schools, K through five. We have a 6-8 middle school and a 9-12 high school. So we do have an attendance boundary. But it really took a lot of pressure off of our facilities at all levels, spread the students out. We have nice spacing. We have 400 to 450 students in each of our four buildings. So in this environment in particular, it provided some great assets to us.
Yeah, that is that's fantastic. And anybody that would come visit the community and say, okay, we have kids, we want to take a look at the schools, they'd say, wow, pound for pound for the size of the community and the school, They are some amazing schools. They really are, and just a real building block for, you know, what's been an incredible ride for Watford City. How did the downturn in the oil situation affect your enrollment to start the year?
Well, it definitely had an impact, and we were bracing for one. I think we're pretty pleased with the outcome. I mean, we are down slightly. For the most part, what we're down in students is probably what we see that we had students transfer to homeschool. We'd like to think most of that is probably related to the pandemic situation. So we hope that we get a lion's share of those back again at some point. So we are down slightly when you factor that in. But considering the situation, I think we're still fairly happy with that. Our kindergarten class is very strong still. We have 168 students in kindergarten. We expect it a little bit lower than that, given the situation. So we're also seeing our birth rates in McKenzie County still being very high. They get the highest rate this year for the last 4 or 5 years. So there's still a lot of positive for us, and we've been down this road with some slowdowns before. So we're still very optimistic and hanging in there.
Paint me a picture of what it is like to have to conduct school in a pandemic environment with the rules that we still have and all the different protocols that are at your feet from the state and from the public health folks and everything else. What's it like right now?
You know, it is a real challenge, and it's day to day for the most part as things adjust and change. You can only follow your plan as best as you can, feel like you're doing the right thing for students and adjusting when needed, when you're following your community and the situations as they come up. Obviously, we went to yellow this week, so we had some slight adjustments, but, you know, we're proud we're still 5 days a week. We believe that's the best model for us right now, K through 12. And, we really do hope we can stay that as long as possible. And we're doing whatever we can to keep students in the building. We do believe this is the best place for them to be.
Everybody we hear from, for the most part, in education, parents, school board members, they really seem to be, even the governor this week said, 5 days a week, we need to have kids in school. You know, so there's a real push that way. I know you're already there, but that would hopefully mean you don't go backwards. You go, full speed ahead. What is this, there's been some talk of changing from household contacts to close contacts and extending the time and all that. What would that mean for schools?
You know, it might be very meaningful because I would say the biggest challenge right now for schools is that close contact process, because that's where we're seeing a lion's share of our issues as far as taking a lot of kids out of school for a substantial period of time. So if there was some more flexibility in that close contact process that we were able to monitor and follow, it would be very beneficial for us, not only from a student aspect, from a staff aspect, because really one of the huge challenges is keeping a staff to remain open 5 days a week. If you have a significant number of teachers or other support staff that are close contact for a period of time. So if there were some abilities to work within that, that would be very helpful for us because the close contact process is a huge obstacle for schools right now.
Well, sounds like that order has been repealed, so you might have a little more flexibility as of the last night.
That's certainly
good to hear. Teachers... parents, what kind of mood have you got from just the Watford City, the McKenzie County community about all of this? Are they on board with, staying 5 days and getting back to normal ASAP?
Yeah, we really do. I mean, we did our surveys and so forth before school started, and we did have a lot of support for our five-day program and getting kids back into school. I can't say enough about our community, our staff, our teachers. Everybody did really rally to come to meet the need and the cause. All of our teachers came back face-to-face. Our community been supporting us in building buildings, and now they're supporting us in sending the kids back to school. So that's been a very, very positive situation for us in McKenzie County. We appreciate it.
Well, Steve, congratulations on another great new school and a wonderful, just a great story in education. It really has been in Watford City. Appreciate your time today. Take care and enjoy.
Scott, appreciate it.
Say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart.
I feel like I'm in a Twin Cities church.
It was a one-hit wonder.
You'll say,
I
Was there?
Oh, yeah. One of the newer ones.
Okay.
Right. Newer and yet 27 years old. I know, right? Yeah. Wow,
That's a harsh reality there, huh?
We went to Mass one time in Malibu. I think we were out there for Easter in California visiting some relatives. And the Easter music was the Cimarelli Sisters. Does that name sound a bell? They were a big YouTube hit.
Okay,
you probably wouldn't have heard of them.
I don't know.
But they were, you know, they were huge on YouTube, right?
Okay.
So we walk in, and my Haley, youngest daughter, is like, "Those are the Cimarelli Sisters." And I'm like, "I never heard of them." So anyway,
awesome.
They noticed her noticing them, so then they came to talk to her. After.
Oh, nice.
So she got to kind of hang out.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's see here. What's next? Well, I need to tell you about my friends at MyPillow. You know, Mike Lindell today is speaking at the Return in Washington, D.C. 200,000 people on the mall, 1 billion plus watching online for the Return. Franklin Graham is there. They're doing a big prayer walk. They're doing it is a big faith day in D.C. today, and it goes into tomorrow as well. So Mike is speaking today. I think he actually early this evening. But I don't know about you. So if I, you know, I got a little kink in my neck and my pillow's bad, I need a pillow. I want a pillow. I'm going to buy a pillow from someone that thinks like I do. I'm going to buy a pillow from someone who is unafraid to say, you know what? I'm going to stand up for the Christian faith. I'm going to stand up for Donald Trump. I'm going to stand up for what I believe in. And I mean the guy, Rapid City, comes out there for us at the event for President Trump on July 4th. He was in Bemidji. He's everywhere. It's unbelievable. And he makes the best pillow on the planet Earth. So I don't know. I'm thinking that that's a great combo. If you go to MyPillow.com, there's a little box in the middle. Once you scroll down, it says Radio Listener Specials. That's every special we've ever told you about on this program, okay? Like right now, the mattress topper. The thing's amazing. It's got that that special, well, three layers, but one of the layers makes sure you're never too hot, never too cold. It's just perfect. Regulates all of that. It's just wonderful. 30% off, plus you get two free standard pillows. Two free standard My Pillows when you buy that. So it's a great deal. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT. That's me, S-C-O-T-T, SCOTT. Put that in the promo code or call them at 800-506-9028, and you are going to get one great deal from our friend Mike Lindell, MyPillow. Make that something you do this weekend, would you? We love it when our listeners connect with our advertisers. It's a great deal. All right, our next guest is what you call a grassroots activist. I love grassroots activists. You know what that means? That means just average, everyday folks who care, and they want to show their support. And in this case, they are doing a North Dakota Classic Cruisin' for Trump event on Sunday. Yeah. North Dakota challenging Minnesota to say, hey, you want to join us? And not only the classic cars and trucks, motorcycles, welcome as well. So any kind of motorcycle, any kind of truck, any kind of car, join the classics on a run to the border. Lisa Jurdy is here. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. How are you?
Lisa is that grassroots activist that just average...
That describes me very well.
I mean, it's wonderful. I think it's fantastic that you do what you do. It really needs no labels. Just somebody who cares, and they're doing something, and they're trying to get their neighbors to care and say, let's show our support, and let's do fun. So give us an update on your little idea here. How's things coming along?
Okay, well, it is just average people excited for Trump, and we're just all pooling together and putting a train that nobody's going to be able to stop, a Trump train that nobody will be able to stop out on I-94 this Sunday, September 27th. And, it started as a classic car cruise for Trump, and we've had so many people say, hey, we don't have a classic car, but we really want to join this, can we? And we said, absolutely. Put your flags and signs out and get on I-94 and join us. And it's been the motorcycle groups all got excited about it, and they're joining us. And I was on with Todd on Wednesday, and he had somebody comment about, how about the semis? Absolutely. We want everybody to join us on Sunday. And I've had a lot of questions about where does everybody meet? to get going. And we just wanted to keep this simple. So everybody just go to your nearest I-94 exit. I don't care if you're in Beach, North Dakota, New Salem, Bismarck, Jamestown, Valley City, wherever you're at, and get on your nearest exit about noon. I know that your sister station, KQ94.5, is going to start us all out with National Anthem, which is going to be awesome. Everybody can tune in, roll their windows down, and play it so everybody can hear it at the same time. That's just going to be so, so goosebump chilling. It's just really cool. And we've invited Minnesota to join. We really want to get people in Minnesota on the interstate and meet us in Fargo. We have the Fargo Dome parking lot on the west side arranged for us, and everybody can kind of try to plan to pull in there about 3 o'clock. We're going to have some rally speakers and, you know, things like that going on about starting about 3:30, and we're even making this very where everybody's being careful about getting too close to each other. Social distancing.
I always say, a COVID aware kind of thing. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Right. We don't want this to backlash against our great president and people saying that, you know, we're not doing anything. But so anyway, everybody can pull into the parking lot. You guys are going to be helping us broadcast it, so they don't even have to get out of their cars if they don't want to. They can listen to it in their cars. So we're just super excited.
Exactly right. That'll be on 1100 AM, the flag. So you start with the national anthem on 94.5. I bet Todd's going to take that too, aren't you, Todd?
Well, we'll be in Viking coverage on
Campfire. Oh, the bikes are on, yeah.
Otherwise, we'd have gladly done that. But, you know, on the iHeart app, wherever you are in 94, be it beach, be it wherever, you can pull it up on there.
Yeah, very cool. And then we will do that.
Because I've had a lot of classic cars say that they only have AM, so I'm glad, you know, we will have...
That's the way God intended radio, AM.
Exactly right, as it should be, ladies and gentlemen, as it should be. Yeah. Oh, I love it. All right, there's a Facebook page, Memory Lane Auto Restoration, where you can continue to get all the updates and information on this. We've got a special guest calling us. Is that about 3:30? Lisa, is that when you anticipate everybody will be at the Fargo Dome then?
Yes, we'd like the speakers to start about 3:30.
All right, so wherever you're coming from in Minnesota and North Dakota, the objective is to get to the Fargo Dome by 3:30.
Correct. Yep, yeah. That's exactly right. So if you're in, you know, western North Dakota or eastern Minnesota, you might need to get on the road a little bit before noon so that you're, you know, plan your trip accordingly. And I also want to say, I know there's a lot of people that are saying, hey, that's too far, we're not planning to go that far. Please, still get out on the interstate. I don't care if you go 20 miles, 50 miles, and go back home, but join us. You don't have to go the distance if it's too far for you. Just let's get on 94. Let's pack the eastbound, westbound lanes for Trump. That's what this is all about.
We are very, very excited to help get the word out for the big day, Sunday, this weekend. And again, I-94, eastbound and westbound. So just come on in, and the meeting point is the Fargo Dome parking lot at 3:30. And I'm just looking at something here that says, plan to arrive in Moorhead by 3:30.
That was old. This thing is evolving.
So yeah. Well, the Fargo Dome, I think, is a great spot. So, yeah, the Minnesota folks will just have to take 94 to 29 and go up to the Fargo Dome. So it's not hard to find. Yeah.
Correct.
Not hard to find at all. And
we needed to find a large enough space to hold us all, because this has grown from hundreds of vehicles to literally thousands of vehicles that are wanting to participate in this. So we needed to find something that could hold us.
So how do you know 1,000 vehicles are participating?
You should see my the Facebook page, my phone. It's just been crazy, and I'm hearing about all these different groups that are coming, and it's just growing massively. I just can't believe how huge, and people are telling me how many people are hearing about it and how many people are on, you know, that they know are going on.
I love it.
It's incredible.
I love it. Well,
Absolutely, that'll be incredible. That'll be epic.
That's for sure. And the Minnesota.
I need a helicopter, Scott.
You need a helicopter. Why do you need a helicopter?
I just. This is so awesome. I'm just, you know, this started as such a small thing. I would just so love to be in a helicopter to be above and watch this thing. Oh man, I'm so excited. It's going to be just an awesome view.
That would be cool. I bet there's somebody out there with a drone that wouldn't mind cruising along, taking it in. So to have the pics of it would be fantastic. Well, this is great. Minnesotans, absolutely. North Dakotans, come together. Want more information? Check out the Memory Lane Auto Restoration LLC Facebook page or call Lisa at 701-663-3134. 701-663-3134. 663-3134. North Dakota, Minnesota, Classics Cruising for Trump 2020. It's getting bigger by the minute. So join the fun and support the blue, too, by the way. That's part of the effort as well to say.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you to.
Put your blue flags.
All those that serve. You can bring the blue flags out, Trump flags out, the whole works. All right, should be a blast. Look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Lisa, take care. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Scott and Todd. Bye-bye.
Boys, that could be fun.
Amen. All right. Absolutely.
Me, see, these are the things where you just say, I was planning I was going to clean the garage on Sunday. Blow it up.
Yep.
And you're not going to do what you're going to do, and you're going to just...
Just go.
Just go.
After what happened to that garage in Minnesota, you may not want to tell people to blow up their garage. But
I said, yeah, that's true. Yeah. No, I was saying blow up their plans. That doesn't require any kind of spray paint.
Just for clarification.
Actual fire.
Although if you saw my garage, you'd probably just say, you know, blow it up.
It's okay. You will not regret a little excursion like this with like-minded folks on a Sunday. You know, sort of like I said about Bemidji. Just trust me, just go. And so many people came up to me there and said, I am so glad you said that because I did. And you're right. I loved it. Fantastic. All right. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Final segment.
Oh, there you go. You got to wait for it. What's On Your Mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Over 100 pre-owned trucks and SUVs, and some folks are having a hard time coming up with them, and they're blaming COVID. Well, it's not affecting Schwann, and most come with those Schwann famous lifetime powertrain warranties. The best in the business. Your trade may be worth more than you think, so you might want to get that checked out. And by the way, the finance rates are the lowest in years. Shop, click, drive, and get yours at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
A listener has sent along a reminder that Williston is doing a Trump caravan, inviting you to decorate your vehicles with your flags, driving around Williston to support our country and our flag. That's tomorrow, 11 a.m. It starts at the Raymond Center. All right, Williston, are you ready? Tomorrow, 11 a.m. at the Raymond Center. Exactly right. Tim says, Scott, hey, please remind people that the price of gas will never be much less than what you're seeing at this time in history. $2 gas today is equal to 41 cents in 1975. Adjusted for inflation, obviously.
Wow.
But, I mean, that is spot on. I say that when gas is, you know, $2.75. Oh, gas is so expensive. This is ridiculous. Oh, let's see. It powers our economy here. It powers our economy.
You go back to 25 cent gas, but then you got to go back to the wages people earned back then. Do you want to do that?
So then if you take, $2.75 gas and do it, I always say, you know, inflation, but nobody wants to hear that. They just like seeing that price of the pump. We are very spoiled with the price of gasoline. We are very spoiled. So that's a good
point. What they call first world problems?
It is, I think. Yeah. Yeah. How about this? We got a little radio graffiti time here. 9 before the top of the hour. You call us at 701-258-0550. We'll get these in quick. You can call Kevin, too, at 271-1100. So either one of those numbers work, 278-1100, 701 area code, or 701 800-516-0550. Radio Graffiti is one sentence only today. So you got a sentence to say about anything you like. Scott, you're a dum-dum. Doesn't matter. I like Joe Biden.
Dum-dum?
Because say anything you like, as long as it doesn't get you in trouble with the FCC and we have to quarantine you. That's what we'll do. We'll quarantine you. It may be done for coronavirus, but it's now come over to callers who attempt to use...
We have to dump your call. You're in quarantine for 14 days. Is that what happens?
Exactly right.
I hate it when that happens.
And all of your close contacts will be contacted. So there you go. lay it on me here at 258-0550 or 271-1100. All right, we're going to go to Central North Dakota. Go ahead. You're up. One sentence only. Make it good.
I was trying to get in when Brent Stafford was on. Why are we getting ballots sent to us for H-2A workers that haven't been here for over 15 years?
That was one sentence. That's a good question. I think the question needs to be directed at Al Jager. I think the answer from previous examples we've had is they take a voter list that comes from a list of all kinds of things, like catalog companies, or anytime anybody sent anything and used that address, it comes in, okay? Now, it is a ballot request. You fill it out. Assuming you're there, you send it in, you get a ballot. Now, if you don't live there and you fill it out, so say I got a hold of that that ballot request you're talking about, and I fill out my name in there, they're going to say, no, you already did one. They say. But this is why it's rife with troubles. We'll ask Al Jager about it. Thanks for the call. One sentence only. Aberdeen, South Dakota. Ryan, go!
Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham are a couple of spineless, limp-wristed wimps.
Boy. All right, Ryan, I'm going to save time for commentary. I don't think Mitch McConnell's a wimp. I think Mitch McConnell's a warrior. Look at how he's outsmarted, you know, loudmouth Chuck Schumer how many times. But you think he's a wimp? So he's a wimp. Let's go there. You got Joe, Kevin? Joe.
I do Joe, yep.
One sentence only. Go, Joe.
Hey, ethanol's supposed to be real good and clean, but my boat motor says nothing over E10. Why is that if we're trying to protect our waterways?
Well, I know that small engines are a different ballywick, all designed based on how they're designed. So I can't help you, Joe, but, you know, just follow the recommendations. And the recommendations are vehicles 2001 and newer are able to take E88, which you're going to find at an even lower price at the pump. Rick in Detroit Lakes, go. You're next.
Yeah, I was wondering. I haven't been listening earlier, but is the flag going to be carrying the audio, on the debate on Tuesday?
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. 550K fire the flag. You tune in. Actually, you can't miss the debates. Ray on the road. Go.
Hey, want to know if anybody in Minot's doing anything for a rally?
Come on, Minot. Get in the game. You've challenged him now, Ray. You've challenged him. That's good.
Why not?
Have a rally, for crying out loud. Lee in Fargo, you're next. Go ahead, Lee. Lee, are you there?
Maybe that's his sentence.
Is Lee using his My Pillow and snoozing
a little bit?
Ray?
Hello.
Go, Ray. Go,
Lee.
Quick.
Oh, Lee,
now. Okay, Lee, you go.
Okay, I got flags and signs at the Trump shop in Fargo. New ones.
You do? All right, where are you located?
I'm at 45th Street in Fargo by the Petro.
Got it. All right. New flags. Anybody looking to do that caravan rent? God bless you. See you Monday.